What's up, y'all? This your boy, Jay Ross, for Jay Ross TV at www.jrosstv.com. Yeah, I'm sitting here, folks, and I was just sitting here thinking, and I wanted to pass it on to y'all, see what y'all thought about it. And I was just wondering, in a sense, man, taken from an old Earth, Wind, and Fire song from back in the day called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And the reason I ask this, I equate the flowers to the children of today, as far as going to church, as far as playing, you know, outside like we did back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Well, not even the 90s, really. Matter of fact, you can go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. What happened to games like Two Square, Mama Pig, Court, you know, Fall Off the Log, or Riding Your Big Wheels, or just hanging out? Seems like today now everything is just set around video games, or, you know, a lot of adult activities. Man, I noticed the children of today, a lot of them anyway, not to categorize them all in one general sentence, taking on the attributes of young adults at adolescent ages. Now, it doesn't make any sense to me, but that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I'm really here to speak upon the flowers, you know, as far as the children going to church. A lot of kids and a lot of people, and adults as well, believe that, you know, they believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in God. They believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior and that He died on the cross for them. But what they don't believe in is going to church. And a lot of them tell me, you know, in conversations we've had briefly and some more long in the longevity, that they don't trust the pastors, or the pastors are pimps, or they're not living the precepts that they call forth from the Bible that they expect everybody else to walk, but the pastors themselves not walking that particular walk. So I was just wondering what you guys thought. You can chime in, feedback, leave comments and stuff. And I don't get it. You know, you go to church, you get fed, you go to, you know, that's where the premise iron sharpened iron comes in at. But the children of today, the youth of today, are making a whole new turn. Away, not so much away from God, but away from religion, you know, still spiritually, trying to be hand in hand with Jesus Christ and follow the rules and regulations set forth by the Ten Commandments and also the Word of God throughout the Bible. So I don't know. I mean, I was just wondering what you guys thought. And, you know, with the proliferation of homosexuality and just the sexual content on TV, the radio, but, you know, it's more viable on TV because the young guys, or the young, you know, the young kids, they could see this stuff, you know, and they think it's natural, you know, for Victoria's Secret to be selling a lingerie to girls 3 years old and up and that type of junk. It makes absolutely no sense. Let the kids be kids as long as possible. That's what I try to teach my son, who's now soon to be 12. That, hey, he always say, hey, man, he ready to grow up, he ready to do this, but you're not. Enjoy your childhood as long as possible, because at some point, you're going to be grown. You're going to have to face the realities of adulthood. You're going to have to pay bills and raise your own family and watch your call ID when the bill collectors call. You know, y'all, hey, don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. We all been there at some point. So, but getting back to the premise of Where Have All the Flowers Gone, it's really starting to be a little scary from the aspect that, you know, with kids not going to church or fellowshipping with like-minded people, you know, they read the Bible for themselves or they talk to their other friends and they try to get them clarification on the Word of God, but they have had no training or probably haven't read the Bible themselves and don't really fully understand what's going on, so they try to teach it to their friends and everybody gets the wrong answers, you know. And when the Bible speaks of study to show thyself approved, I mean, it that's exactly what it means. But if you don't know, you have to go to somebody that knows, you know, an elder or even a pastor. But most pastors you can't even talk to now with the big churches and all that. You have to go through six layers of bodyguards and a whole bunch of BS to just even speak to them, and that's a whole nother conversation, y'all. But y'all give me some feedback and let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Where have all the flowers gone in your neighborhood? You know, your relatives, your children even. You know, you sit down and talk to them as parents and see what their responses are as far as this question goes for it. And it's becoming more and more difficult to gauge youth. I mean, that's what thing is, so just things are so out of whack. You know, kids killing kids over shoes. Well, this is for the black community. I'm a black man. Y'all know me. Most of y'all know me anyway. But where do we jump off the train wrong at? Or what do we miss where we'll kill somebody? Not will. We will. But, you know, the ones that do. I'm not, like I said, I don't want to put everybody in one general category, because I know that's not true. We have a bunch of upstanding, not a bunch, 99% of Black America are upstanding, God-fearing, law-abiding citizens. But we get the knuckleheads that they show on TV to kind of bring the race down and make us look bad. So, but I'm just saying, getting back to it though, what inside of us as a race were we brainwashed enough at to believe that, you know, killing somebody for a pair of Air Jordans is something that's feasible? That, you know what I'm saying? What sense does that make? Senseless violence over stuff that you've been brainwashed for. A pair of tennis shoes. And where do we get off where we chasing name brands for, you know, for self-esteem, to show other friends and relatives and people in the community that we rolling, looking good, we balling, we got it going on, but we actually don't. You know, you're living from check to check. You know, you got your check engine light on, you can't get it fixed. But you got a pair of Jordans, a cell phone, and every cable channel imaginable to man. So, but I know I'm leaving off topic, but it's just something just in my spirit, and I just pray that we can get back to the days of yore, you know, days of yesterday, where, you know, I don't mean go back to not having technology and all that type of thing. I'm talking about just attitude, you know. Where's that attitude? Where's that humbleness inside of us? Where's that thing to make us go, you know, to strive to be better, to be entrepreneurs, you know, to take care of your family, to be the breadwinner? Man, I'm going to leave it at that, y'all. This is your boy Jay Ross in St. Louis, just pondering, you know, where have all the flowers gone? Like I said, you can give me feedback on Facebook, anywhere, or you can hit me up on my website at www.jrosstv.com. With the love of Christ, y'all, peace, and I'm out.